The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay. And that's our show for today.
It's another day. It's another day. Another time. Another world. Yay.
Well, that sounds very scary. It sounds like, hi.
You're Lynn.
And you're Bev.
And we're
Stuff. Every Thursday morning at 8:30. And we are pre-recorded. So don't come and storm the station with your pound cakes that we asked you for, which we don't have any yet. And we were told by one of our listeners who sent an email that frosting does not belong on pound cake. There,
so
we've
what?
Said it.
People said peanut butter and mayonnaise together is not good. I love it.
I know you do. I actually gave her for Christmas one a loaf of white bread.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was wheat. I don't know.
I don't remember. And
a
it was
jar
a jar of
mayo
peanut
and peanut butter.
Yes, ma'am.
And her eyes just lit up.
She actually brought me a sandwich.
I did.
That was made of mayo and peanut
butter. It's not
bad. And I ate it in front of her.
I don't even think she sat down yet. I think she was standing like there, like a little chipmunk, and she was just munching down that sandwich.
It's just so good.
It's not bad. It's a weird combination, but it's not bad.
No. It's like a sweet and sour.
Yeah. Sweet, salty, smeary, fatty.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So we are WTBR 89.7 FM. Pittsfield Community Radio, and we are also
WSBR from Lee, 88.1 on your radio dial.
And we welcome all of our Lee listeners, and today we have our guest, Mary Hood, who actually is from Lee.
Yay, Lee!
So we have people from Lee that are listening, and they can email us if they'd like to let us know if they like the show. If you don't like the show, please do not pick up your keyboard. the email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we have a disclaimer for you today.
And I got to find it first because,
all right.
The views and opinions on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and are not necessarily those of WTBR-FM 89.7 or WSBR 88.1, their producers, management, or sponsors.
Oh, give that girl a cigarette. Oh,
now,
cigarettes,
did you hear Mr. whatever he was?
I don't know who he was, but
from
good.
The other show, you said you had two
guys. No, I don't. No, No, it was you.
Yeah,
just you.
Okay,
sitting in the lounge chair having a cigar.
Oh gosh, no, nothing like that touches these lips, honey.
I'm glad. Remember cigarette holders?
Yes.
Those big long things that women would stick a cigarette on the end of it. Why? Why?
It's to keep the cigarette from the tobacco from coming into their mouths.
Or was it because they didn't want
the weren't all because filters. It was used
was
as
a filter,
I think.
Yeah, and they probably wanted the cigarette far away from them because they didn't want the smell of smoke in their hair. And if they had a cigarette close to their faces, it would burn off their eyelashes. Because I had to fake eyelashes.
I wasn't around then, so I'm not
I don't
sure.
think I was either. No. I don't know.
You were too. No, we weren't. That was in maybe the 20s.
Yeah. We weren't.
A little before my time.
We just heard stories.
We heard stories. Quote of the day. Guess who it's from? Nope. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, he said, clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society.
Actually, I disagree.
I disagree with that totally.
Have you seen some of the ladies on the catwalk? I mean, come on.
Yes.
Hey, I just read what Mark Twain said.
That's well, Mark Twain said. Was a good yeah. guy, but he was misled.
Just all I can tell you.
I have three true or false, but I have to ask. I have to say that the one that we had last week was wrong. And it was due to the site that I got them from. And if anybody remembers, Canis lupus is the scientific name for a wolf. It really is, Canis lupus. And they said last week that it was false, and it's not false. It's true.
Which meant that Mary and I
were right.
We were all correct.
Well, you couldn't be right because you knew the answers. Mary and I were right.
Well, hey.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You knew, right?
I did.
You knew. So just to update everyone about the penny. So if you listen to our last show, or maybe it wasn't our last show because sometimes they don't come to you in order, but the penny is still here on the desk and has been here for at least a month.
It's a magic penny.
Just brought it up in one of our past shows. That this penny, this Canadian penny, has been here. Hear it? On the desk. People use this room all the time.
I think this is called obsession.
Nobody has taken the penny.
That's called honesty.
Honesty.
See, everybody's honest. They're leaving the penny.
Do you know how much now I want to go over there and grab it?
Now we want to grab the penny? No, now it has to stay there forever.
So we were talking about how people don't take it because a penny isn't worth anything anymore. However, if you have a roll of pennies and you're short one penny is important.
It's very
important.
But you
can't use a Canadian one.
Well, they don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know because of the weight. Maybe they do.
I don't know if the weight will matter. It's still worth a penny. I can spend it, right?
Maybe not.
Can't I spend it? Well, then again, where would I spend it?
Look at the date on it.
Oh gosh.
What's the date? If it's worth something.
You know, if there were two pennies left there, I bet somebody would take them.
Wouldn't
I'll
that
betcha.
Be a cool...
Because everybody wants to put their 2 cents in.
But this is
1980, then it's probably not worth anything.
I think that's a really good idea, Mary. I think next time we come in to record, I'm going to put one more penny. And then when I come in again, I'll put a third penny. And then we'll see how many penny it takes for somebody to take the pennies.
Yeah. And you're going to have all these people listening, and then the people here at the station are listening, and they're going
to... They don't listen.
They all know there's pennies up in pennies.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I have three of the same before. I'm not telling you which is true and which is false. And these I did look up, so they're right.
All right.
I don't make a mistake.
All right.
Monaco is the smallest country in the world, is number one.
Okay.
Number two, Harry Potter, Draco Malfoy has no siblings, is number two. And number three is cows can walk downstairs but not up them.
Oh.
Cows can walk upstairs?
Cows can walk downstairs.
Down.
They can walk downstairs.
But not up them.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm trying to picture the
cows. I didn't know cows use the stairs.
They have escalators.
Okay. I've been to a lot of farms. I've just never seen the stairs. Okay.
And one of these is a little tricky.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, Harry Potter, and then you said a name.
Draco Malfoy.
Was that the actor that played?
That was the character.
The character. Oh, I'm not familiar with all the characters of Harry Potter.
Is he the main character?
He is the protagonist.
Well, who's Harry Potter?
Have no
Harry's
siblings.
Which one is it? What is protagonist? Is that the enemy?
You're the enemy.
Yeah.
The protagonist.
That's Malfoy. Harry
Potter's the good guy.
Yes.
He's the guy with the cute little glasses.
No, wait a minute. The protagonist, that's not the enemy.
The protagonist.
I thought the...
Oh, Marie.
Oh,
Marie. We need Marie.
Marie. Marie,
we forgot to talk about our emails that we got some great emails that we neglected.
We did.
We got emails about pound cake with no frosting. And pound cake is not necessarily a pound of everything. We won't disclose who sent these.
But.
Yes, we did find out the history.
Yes.
There is a history of pound cake
made by the pound.
Correct.
There really is.
A pound of everything?
Yes.
Everything.
And it feeds a lot of people.
That would be a very, that would be more than a pound of
cake. It would be a lot of cake.
Yes.
Very heavy.
I love the, you know what I love about pound cake? The skin part on the top.
I love pound cake. Mm,
and
I really can't
frost it because of somebody else.
You can do whatever you'd like.
We also had someone that sent us, remember how we wanted words to our entry music,
yes,
or opening music.
Da-dum, yes. Da-dum, da-dum.
We have someone sent us words to the Pink Panther that we will share.
I think that person should sing it.
I do too.
On air.
Wait a minute. She's here.
Oh my.
She's here.
I can't remember what they were.
Well, you'll have time to look it up.
I can look it up.
We also had some stuff from Marie. Marie had sent us, we weren't going to say who, but
soon we forget.
What was in her email was, she shared pound cake information.
She did, and also king cake.
Because
we talked about the king cake where the baby was inside the cake.
King cake is a Mardi Gras type of cake. It's purple and green frosting and stuff, and they put a little plastic baby inside.
Oh, I thought they put a real one in there. Oh,
No, they used to, but it was, they voted against that.
That's worse than being burned at the stake. I mean, you're burned in the cake. No, I'm sorry.
No, it's a little tiny plastic baby.
Gosh.
And what did Marie say? It's not necessarily a New Year because
I have everything that
you
she
do.
Said. Yes, I do. She said a miniature plastic baby, which symbolizes baby Jesus, is placed inside of each cake to signify the Epiphany. And the one who gets the piece of cake with the baby in it is called the king.
It's called the king.
Yep.
What if it's the worst person in the group that gets the baby?
Gosh.
What if it's the person you didn't really invite to the party?
Excuse my manners, but maybe then he was the king of hell.
Oh, could be.
I'm not putting anything in a cake except butter, sugar, and flour.
Me too. No babies. I'm not going to.
Maybe
a little
vanilla.
I don't think that Jesus really wanted to be in a cake. I don't think. But if he did, he got out.
It's made of cinnamon dough.
Oh, I love cinnamon.
I do too.
Cinnamon dough.
It's covered with powdered sugar and colored sugar sprinkles, and some varieties may even have cream cheese, strawberry, lemon, and other flavors.
Oh, cream cheese.
And we're talking about food again, and I'm hungry again.
So there's different varieties of the king cake.
Yes, there are.
I did not know that. So we are loving your
It's
emails.
A French pastry. It's a mix between a French pastry and a coffee cake.
Was that a French accent?
It was a little bit German.
That's the best you could do. Little French German.
Little
German. So remember, I told you. Did you find your song?
Yeah, I did.
So here it is. You heard it here. It's an original, and it is to the tune of the Pink Panther. Take it away, Mary.
Okay. The first three bars are just music. I said, okay. Welcome to our stuff. We stuff within an hour. Is it enough? La, 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 la. How many jokes and tips, questions, rhymes, and riddles can we fit? La, 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 la. And I only went that far because that's as far as it goes on your show.
When she told me.
She wants me to add what in the la, 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 but I don't know. That's as far as I got.
But she's right. It's only that little piece. We have to have her do the whole thing, and then we need to just play the instrumental for the whole
song. The
whole song.
We got to put them together.
Yeah, got to put them together.
I don't know how to do that.
So you can
stuff.
Continue
That's
the.
Not mine.
You can continue the song for more bars, and then we will find the instrumental.
of the entire song you're going to find? I mean,
we'll cut it short.
How long does it go?
I've got part of it.
We've got part of it.
You only have part of it. How far? How much was there on the Pink Panther? How much?
Oh, it introduced a show, so there was quite a bit.
Were there ever any words to it originally?
Not that I know of.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot that part.
Is that on? But that's not on your show. That's not on your show. I did
gentlemen.
What was on your show.
Well, we'll have to.
I did
add
what
it.
I was told.
We're going.
You know,
to
whenever
to
you do what you're told, you get in trouble.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, she just muted you.
That's okay. We're getting carried away here, so I'm going to take this moment.
Thank you. I'm glad you muted me.
And tell you that the theme that I have today comes from lovebold.com, and it's about all new things that you can do that you probably have never done before just to, you know, energize and make your life seem like it's worth living and that kind of thing. And what did you have as a theme?
Oh, gosh, she really did. She turned us right off. It was
okay.
So good.
It's all right.
So
I need to be turned
off.
You
can connect. Am I on? I don't hear myself. You can connect two Ziploc bags by flipping one inside out, zipping it into the other one, and now you have a larger bag.
What? What?
You take but how do you put anything in it without
Ziploc
having to
bags,
zipper it?
Listen, fill one right up to the top. Turn another one inside out. Put them together, Ziploc them together, and then shake it a little bit and spread everything out, and you've got a large or fill both of them.
It doesn't make sense.
But yes. Picture it now.
But you can't open
yes,
them.
Yes, because you're opening the second one by shaking it.
Yes.
The inner one you're opening
yes.
by shaking the whole thing.
Yeah,
the inner one comes open.
In order to get anything out of it, though, you're going to spill it all over the place.
Well, you know what? Send an email to lifehacks.com.
I know.
Look for their email
is
address
that what
on
you
their
got?
Website.
I to
have
to a bunch of those?
You know what the trouble is
oh,
with these things? I actually try them. Everything on your show, I actually end up trying, and it's so frustrating. And I'm like, why did I even do this?
You need
why
to make you need to write down when you do that and have a little history of what you've done.
I don't need any more history than I have, Lynn. I need no more history than I have.
Oh my God!
The Love Bold and Bloom has things that you can do to make your life more fun and interesting.
What is it
and
called?
LoveBoldAndBloom.com.
Love Bold and Bloom. I like that.
.com.
A-N-D?
Yeah. Try loveboldbloom.com first.
Okay. Got it.
And the first thing that they come up with is urban exploration. And I would kind of warn people, maybe not, but who knows. Discover hidden gems of forgotten places in your city by venturing into abandoned buildings, old factories, or underground tunnels. Just make sure to stay safe and respect private property.
You actually go there?
Yeah.
And do it?
And walk inside and look around or whatever.
I like that.
Abandoned buildings. I don't know if I would.
I watch that on Pinterest all the time. Abandoned houses. They have people that go to them and they put them on Pinterest and you can see what they were actually like.
Really?
Yeah, and there was even a couple of insane asylums that they went to.
Oh, I've been to one.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
But I've been to an insane asylum, not as a patient.
I'm on my way. I'm going to visit one really soon.
When this show is over, they might come and get us.
Mark and I did. We were in, I think we were probably somewhere. And we went to this place that was an insane asylum hospital that is gone now, but everything is still in there. And it's like a museum, and you can go and walk around. It's really strange.
I wouldn't do it.
It's creepy. But it's all clean and nice, and it's a tour.
I did a documentary about one.
Did you?
Did you really?
Where did you go?
I'm not going to say because
don't.
Local?
It could be local.
We had to play sections of it, and you would hear things that were going on. And
oh, it was
a real-life documentary about the whole building.
And
really?
Around here? Yeah, she's nodding yes.
But I'm not going to say where.
why we might want to go there. We might want
to. Don't
worry.
When I move out of my house, you can go. You can come. You can hear all of them.
Before we get too far down this wire.
Yes, ma'am.
What else you got?
I have hanging something with two hooks. Use painter's tape, that blue tape.
Yeah.
To get the exact markings and a level on the wall. So you put the level on the wall. You make sure it's level. You put the tape under the level.
Okay.
And then you hammer in your nails so that everything's even.
Uh-huh.
And then you peel away the tape.
Why don't you just take a pencil and stick it through the ruler and...
You could.
Draw a line.
That's a very good idea. Draw a little line.
Don't have to tape the wall.
Yeah. Well, you peel the tape off.
Then you peel the tape off. Like painting a room.
So
because
I
can't
can
paint
do either
edges,
way.
I would tape it. And then...
You can poke the little pencil in the
I see where you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got you.
Yeah.
But sometimes you take off that tape and then some of the paint comes off.
With painter's tape?
Oh,
if you leave
it
on for a long
time. Yeah, not with painter's
tape.
It shouldn't come off.
You don't want to do...
Is that frog tape?
No. It's that blue painter's tape that doesn't stick.
But frog tape.
Frog tape is the green one. Oh, that works really well.
Does that work the same way?
I've never heard of frog tape.
Frog tape is treated so that if you put it on the edge where you want a nice edge, it does not absorb the paint. The paint doesn't bleed under the frog tape. It's perfect.
Ah, I've never
heard of that. Whereas the blue tape, it can bleed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to be real, really good painter.
That's something good to know.
Which I'm not a good painter, but frog tape,
no,
I did use.
I'm terrible at it.
Works great. What do you got?
Learn a circus skill.
What would you learn? Pick.
By mastering a circus skill like juggling, tightrope walking, aerial skills, you can add excitement to your physical abilities.
I guess I won't be adding any excitement
I'm not going to. No, I've added enough to no.
Horseback riding?
Yes, I'd be in all. Yeah.
No.
That's up your alley.
I would do that. And I would play with
did
monkeys.
Did you see my horses?
I did. I was going to say.
I add enough. What did you say to my life? I add enough of that by not learning those.
She doesn't
skills.
Want to learn the circus skills. She adds to her life by not knowing.
By not knowing them.
Okay.
I don't
so
want to
Bev
learn.
Has a necklace on that has all different colored. It looks like an
I love
Indian kind of. Looks Indian.
I do.
They're fetishes.
They're what?
Fetishes.
What is that?
It's an Indian symbol.
The horse?
Fetish? Like if you think of a totem pole and they have the faces and stuff, that's the same kind of thing. My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, was with me in a jewelry shop in Galveston, and she saw this, and she, right in front of me, picked it up and paid for it and put it in her pocket. I never even saw her doing it, and she pulled it out after we left the store and gave it to me.
Oh,
how sweet
that
is that?
That is really sweet. Yeah. I love that.
Are all the horses different? I'm trying to tell. They're just facing different.
Just slightly different. Not real.
They're different
real colors.
Different
stones. Like
cool. It's very
it's
cool.
One of my favorite necklaces.
Very Indian.
Isn't a fetish like an obsession?
Yes.
There's another reason for it too. It's not always that. Yeah. There's another
definition.
Yes. Thank you.
But this is a fetish.
Right.
Yeah. And I have had necklaces like that from different people and different. Venues.
Cool.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Cool. Thank you.
Buying ice cream? Want to hear something about buying ice cream?
I love ice cream.
Press on the top of the container. If it's solid, it has been properly stored. If it depresses, it was thawed and refrozen.
Ooh.
So you want to make sure.
I didn't
sure
know they would do that.
No,
I never
I didn't
considered.
Either.
I know they do that to. Well, no, they don't do that to meat. I don't know.
I think that maybe it thawed out in the shipping process or somebody didn't put the box away on time in the store and it thawed a little bit. So you might have some freezer burn on the top.
Wow. All that reminds me of is a woman that was licking the tops.
What?
Remember she got... You don't remember that?
No.
There was this big scandal about this woman that was going into grocery stores and licking the tops of the ice cream.
Why?
Because she could.
Licking the top of it?
Yeah. It was warning people not to buy at this particular grocery store.
How long did she get away with that?
I don't know for sure.
Is it time for us to take a break?
No.
Good. Okay.
What you got?
If you want to soften butter quickly, but you don't want to melt it, put boiling water in a glass.
For 5 minutes.
To heat the glass up. Dump the water out. Flip it over onto your stick of butter, so your stick of butter is standing up on end.
I don't have a glass that's shaped like a stick of butter.
You know, it's a big glass, see? It can be any size glass.
So you put the butter in upside.
You put butter on its end and stand it up vertically.
Yeah, okay.
And then you put the hot glass over the butter, and it softens. Oh. And it says, try this. It's true.
Now that's a different version.
Did you hear what she said?
I know.
Breathe on it. I'm not going to eat anything that she makes.
But I do it a little bit differently that I learned like a year ago. I fill up any container with warm water. I put the butter and I put an egg in it. If it's right out of the fridge and you want a room temperature egg, you put the butter and the egg just in that. And like in five or six minutes, you take it out and that butter is warm and the egg is room temperature.
Why do I have to make my egg room temperature?
It's best. It's best when you're baking to use room temperature ingredients.
And I can tell you she bakes.
Well, then she'd know. Yeah.
She knows. Why? I wonder why.
I don't know why. I'm not sure
you
why.
Heard it here. WTBR 89.7. The show is called Stuff. I'm Lynn. Okay.
She totally WSBR 89.1. No, I'm wrong. 88.1.
She's Lynn. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Klimt.
And you are?
Who am I?
Bev.
Where
and
am
you
I?
Are?
Mary. The
Quite
guest.
Contrary.
But I know. Not really. And if people would stop saying that, maybe I wouldn't be.
Okay.
All right.
Website.
Foraging for Wild Edibles.
Oh.
A connection to nature and enhanced culinary skills can be achieved through learning to identify and gather wild edible plants in your area. And always verify plant safety before consumption.
Yes.
But you would not believe the food that you can get from your lawn or your woods.
So dandelions.
Dandelions.
The flower or just the greens?
The whole plant. I don't know if you'd use the roots.
Okay. I don't think I would either.
There's an herb. Is it sage? I don't know.
Thyme. Grows in your grass. Grows, mm-hmm. I love that smell.
Yeah. So if you ever need extra thyme, just go out on your lawn.
Lamb's ear or something like
I need
that.
Lamb's ear. Lamb's ear.
Yeah.
Lamb's ear is edible?
Yes, it is.
That spreads like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What parts of it are edible? The furry part?
I'm not 100% sure. You'll have to look it up. I've got a book at home, which I've never really looked through, but it's a good idea. I
wouldn't even think about eating lamb's ear because it's soft and furry, like my pajamas.
Like a lamb's ear.
Like a lamb's ear. What would
Don't
you eat?
Don't eat your pajamas.
No. We went on a trip where we went on a Jeep out into the desert, and the guy that was driving the Jeep was a whatever you want to call it person that knows, Marie, help me here, all the plants. And he showed us so many things that you could eat in the desert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. And all the things that they did to you if you eat them.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. No.
Who's Marie?
Marie's my cousin.
I don't know Marie.
She's a fantastic lady.
She's a great listener. She's
I didn't
really
know.
Smart.
You keep asking
she's
Marie,
a teacher.
And I'm like, oh. Yes.
Yes. She's from Lee. I know you know her.
Marie
I'll share.
From Lee,
uh-huh.
Really?
I'll
Your
share.
Cousin. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love her.
And she listens and she has emailed us as well. She actually emailed us
her
the history of
her husband is a nice guy, but I'd rather have her.
Well, she's probably very happy about that.
We do have our favorites, don't we? We have Patty, we have Mary, we have Marie, we have Nan, who Nan hasn't been back
Nan has
for a
to
while.
Come back.
We got to get Nan.
Emily, where are you?
Yes, Tanya. We've got Steven.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah, we've got Boston. We love you, Boston. Thank you for listening. How to easily carry your clothes when you're moving away. Well, that would help my clients. If you're moving and you need to carry your clothes in your car, it says here, well, I'm just looking at a picture. They have hangers. They have 4 or 5 plastic hangers that they put all together with nothing on them. And then they hang all of the clothes from those 4 hangers that are all clumped together. I think they clump them together for strength.
I have seen cars where salesmen who go around the road a lot have like a clothesline in the back seat of the car, mm-hmm. and they put on, hang their clothes and things
yes.
in there.
They work. Mm-hmm. It's a bar. You put it on your little handle things back there,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
little hook things. But this has got all the clothes hanging on one hanger, and it doesn't explain how to do it, so I can't help you.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Can't help you. Can't help you.
Okay.
Oh.
Master a new language.
I've tried.
No.
Oh, please.
I want to try again. I love it.
Learning a new language broadens your horizons and forges deeper connections with people from diverse cultures. I had Spanish, Latin, and Russian in school.
Can you understand it all?
No.
Spanish,
do you know
can.
It is a fact. It is a fact because I did take a course on this from Yale University. A dyslexic, of which I am a dyslexic, cannot learn foreign languages.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. In fact, they have special allowances from schools and colleges that your child does not have to learn, take a language.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a dyslexic?
Oh, I'm a dyslexic.
I'm an Italian.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be Italian. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know.
But wait a minute, you write all kinds of poetry and things like that.
That's
doesn't mean she can't
that
write.
That doesn't mean anything.
She's not creative.
That's just reading.
Dyslexia is a reading disorder.
But not writing, obviously. Because
well, no,
you write.
She probably can type.
Oh, I could type.
Oh,
I could
typing.
Type.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I.
Yeah.
I worked for the state. I could type like 120 words a minute.
Wow! On a manual.
On a manual. I learned how to type when I was in fourth grade, at home, on an Underwood typewriter.
No wonder you have strong fingers. Yeah. Those manual typewriters.
But I can't do it like that anymore. I can't. Especially
well,
with this stuff where you use your thumbs
anymore.
A lot. No, no.
Oh,
no,
for
no.
heaven's sakes!
No.
Back to the program. Now we need time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference. Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
So is it 88.1?
88.1.
Okay.
In Lee?
In Lee. 88.1. Oh. All right. Tell us. Pray tell. True or false?
Oh, couldn't figure where you were going there for a minute.
Okay.
Monaco is the smallest country in the world. Number two, Harry Potter's character Draco Malfoy has no siblings. And number three, cows can walk downstairs but not up them.
Makes me want to Google cows walking up and downstairs, but I won't. I will not cheat.
No, we can't cheat.
So we are here. We're doing the second half of Stuff. I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And we have
Mary.
For the second half of our show, just sharing a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in a hotel and you can't keep the curtain closed?
Ever no, been to a hotel? I've never had that problem.
I have. Where you push the curtain closed and there's a little tiny slit in the middle and you just can't get them to meet.
They usually have these things on the top of them where they
come down.
Go together so that you can pull them across.
Yeah, that sounds logical, doesn't it? I have been in places where the curtains don't meet. You know, I don't stay in the finest.
So I don't stay in any, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So when you pull those two sheets across the windows, they don't stay together. Well, it shows here that you go into the closet at the hotel and you get a hanger that's a pant hanger with the little clips.
Yeah.
And you use that to clip the two pieces together so there's no space.
Oh, I thought you were going to clip a towel to it or something.
Nope.
And hang that up.
Just clip the curtains together like you have two bowl clips. Just clip them together.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought so.
Not very pretty, but that makes sense.
Well, you know what? Who cares, right? Right? All right.
Don't they have outer curtains, too?
Well, I'm saying, where I stay, there's sheets. There's sheets on the windows. You know?
Ooh.
It's the sheets they can't use on the beds anymore, so they use them.
She goes to those kinds of places. Oh, my gosh.
I found it on loveboldbloom.com.
Lie.
Okay.
Take an improv class.
Oh, well,
do you ever wonder if you could do that?
Yes.
Ad lib off the top of your head?
The three of us could.
Well, we could. That's what.
That's pretty much what we do.
That's what we do. That's what you guys do. That's what I do.
Unleash your creativity and quick thinking by joining an improv class. Laugh, learn, and boost your communication skills while stepping out of your comfort zone.
I would love it.
We could do this. We could sit here and just stare at each other.
We could.
And we could start the whole.
We could. A whole thing.
We could do it.
Bunch of silence.
Have you been to an improv theater?
No, I have not.
Have you?
No, I have not.
They're real funny. They can get really off color. So Mark and I found one. It's in Newport, Rhode Island, and it's called Firehouse. They're clean.
You had to look for a long way.
We did. Well, we go to visit out in that area.
Okay. Okay.
Off color. What colors are they?
And
blue.
All colors. Blue. Bad colors. And it's clean, and it's so fun. It's so fun. So that's what
we'll
I have
take
to
your
say
word
about
for
that.
It. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh!
What? When you make an ice cream cone, you know, you have a cone.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to leak from the bottom. You don't want it, you know, you're taking your time.
You use a napkin.
It.
Super glue.
You know.
No, oh, no.
You stick a marshmallow in the cone first and push it in there.
Oh, before the
and then put the ice cream in.
Yeah, but can you take the marshmallow to the ice cream place and say, "Would you put this in?"
Yes.
Before you put my ice cream in.
Oh, I wonder why not.
What a great idea for Ben and Jerry's or any of the ice cream places.
Because I don't order cones. I order a cup. A cup. Give me a scoop in a cup.
Yep.
Not because I don't like the cone, but because it's so messy.
It is messy, especially because if you can't eat enough of the ice cream on the top because it's running down the sides.
It's running down the sides. It's sticky.
You've got to be a good licker. You have to watch the cone and be a good licker.
But I don't like to eat my cones that fast, and you're chasing it. You're chasing the ice cream.
So the marshmallow is a great idea. Did you do it again?
Okay. Random acts of kindness, if that was not one.
Okay. I thought it was.
I thought it was.
Make somebody's day by performing random acts of kindness, like leaving encouraging notes, paying for a stranger's coffee, or volunteering in your community. Spread the positivity and experience the joy of giving.
It is joy.
Would you call that random or intentional?
Intentional.
Well, it's intentionally random. Or randomly intentional. Mm-hmm. I think it's randomly.
Randomly intentional, maybe.
Am I going to have to turn you off again?
Well, don't you think it is? Oh, don't you think it is? I bet you do that all the time, Bev.
Do what?
Random acts of kindness.
I'm just
she does. She
nice
presses
person.
The mute button.
She's very. She's being kind to our listeners.
To the listeners. She is.
So what else have you got?
Oh, I really like the marshmallow thing a lot.
I do too. I think it's genius.
It's a very good idea.
Oh, here's a trick. And all I am looking at is a picture and a little sentence. How to get your kid to take medicine. So here's the thing. Kids who can't usually have soda and you say, hey, you want a little bit of soda, and they get all excited because they're little kids, and they think it's a cool treat. You hold the can of soda with a straw in the medicine they're supposed to take in the medicine bottle behind the can.
That's deceptive.
It is deceptive. That, so it looks like the straw. Now, these are little kids. This kid right here is about 2.5.
So it's okay to deceive a little kid?
Yes. No. And you hold the can with the medicine bottle in the palm of your hand so that they don't see it, and they have the straw stick up on the side of the can so they think they're drinking the soda, but they're not. They're drinking the medication they need to be well.
You got a hole in the bottom of the soda can?
No, you hold the medicine against the soda can.
Hold it this way. Oh, okay.
Straw sticking up here. And they little kid. Now, you certainly can't do this with a 20-year-old.
I don't think you can do that with a 5-year-old.
Or I don't.
Maybe not even 5. I think it's working if you've got a 2-3-year-old like that. Maybe 4.
It'd be good for a dog, maybe.
I'm going to try that on Mark.
That reminds me, though, of a thing that I saw on Facebook, or no, I don't know if it was TikTok or something like that, where the parents would put a little bit of chocolate on their arms and sit in the bathroom, and then they would ask the kids for a toilet roll, and they would accidentally smear the chocolate on them.
That's cruel.
The kids would
That's
go wild.
Freak out.
Screaming and everything else. And it's chocolate. Mother says it's chocolate. Chocolate. Lick it.
Oh, my gosh. That's... Oh,
okay, give that mother the address of that insane asylum.
Oh, gosh.
What have I got here?
That wasn't one of mine.
Oh, what have I got here?
She never mutes herself, you notice.
So do you ever... We don't have a mute button on this side.
No. She has the mute button.
Somehow this
is never fair. Mutes herself. No, she never does. I noticed that.
When you get a prescription, a refill, and you have the old bottle, do you peel the label off before you throw the old bottle away?
Yes.
Do you?
Wait a minute. Repeat
you have
that.
A prescription bottle.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you get your new prescription, so you're throwing away the old bottle because it's empty. Do you peel your prescription label off of the prescription bottle and throw that away?
I never do. No.
Okay. I do.
I never do. Why? It's empty.
Because your name is on the front of it with the detail about your drug and everything.
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of drugs I'm taking.
So what?
Well, okay.
I mean,
well, they have
your
name.
So somebody will know my name and my
number. What if you had surgery and you're having some OxyContin?
Yeah.
And they gave you 3 pills, and now they're going to give you 3 more, and you throw the old bottle away.
Now so somebody would read it and they'll say...
Call the pharmacy and say, I'd like to refill my prescription. The prescription number is 184.
Oh, I see. So somebody doesn't take
Good
it
point.
Out of the trap.
But
Good
I don't
point.
Know that you can really refill OxyContin that easily, but that's just
you
an
cannot.
Example. It's just an
no,
example.
No, you can't. So you'd have to have a photograph or something.
Yeah, yes. License. So it was just an example.
Yes, it is.
You want to peel the labels off, it says, because sometimes they're hard to get off. Put them in the freezer for a few hours and the label will come right off.
I've never had any problem.
Okay.
Can't you just black it out with...
Here we are, right. So we have other options.
A Sharpie. Next.
Learn a magic trick. Impress your friends and family by learning a magic trick or two. Master the art of illusion and sleight of hand and enjoy the thrill of leaving people in awe. Maybe you could do a card trick or something, you know, just...
Yeah, card tricks.
A card trick.
Sort of like, see my thumb?
Yes. She's trying to do it. This is why we need to do a TV show.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. Yes, I've seen that.
Freaks kids
yes, it
out.
Does. Yes.
I got your nose.
Freaks
I got your nose.
And
yeah.
Well, my kids finally realized that their nose doesn't have a fingernail on it that's painted red.
Yeah.
No, couldn't
we
do
did
the
all
got
that
your nose
when
thing.
We were kids. Yeah, we did all that.
So guess what you can do, guys?
What?
You can take some Vicks VapoRub. You can put 2 tablespoons in a liter of boiling water. How much is a liter? Is that a couple of cups?
It's a little less. It's a little less than a quart.
All right.
Than a quart. A little less than a quart.
You melt the Vicks VapoRub, which I love.
I do too.
Stir it into the boiling water until it's melted. Put it in ice cube trays and freeze it. And then when you take a shower in the morning, take one of those Vicks VapoRub ice cubes out and throw it in the bottom of the shower. As you're showering, it begins to melt and it fills your shower with the Vicks VapoRub
so
odor.
So it clears your
clears
sinuses.
Out your sinuses and your nose. I'm all
what if somebody, what if somebody takes the ice cube and they don't know it and they just throw it in there?
I know. I mean, somebody could get really, really upset.
Well, they.
Oh my goodness!
That would be a good April Fool's joke. I would do that on an April Fool's joke. I'd get in trouble.
I don't think it would make anybody sick.
I don't think it would either. Vicks does not take. If you ingest Vicks, it will not harm you. It's not like drinking Clorox.
But it would taste.
Yeah, it would taste pretty bad. Pretty bad. Yes, and I think it'd be really funny if it were in like a glass of Coke or something, because then you would drink it and say, "What is this?"
What kind of Coke is this? What kind of Coke is this?
Wow.
Discover the joy of creating music by learning to play a new instrument.
Yeah. What would you play?
Well, I'd like to finally learn how to play my uke.
Really?
I don't think a dyslexic can learn an instrument. I've tried many times.
Oh, really?
I don't believe they can.
Yeah, I've got 2 of them.
We have a ukulele player at our church who is a...
Yes.
He's actually got a degree in all kinds of music stuff.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's got some pretty... There's one that's not even called a uke. It's something else, some other word.
But it looks like one?
Yeah, he's got these little, I call them little baby guitars.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be easy to learn how to play, but it's not. You have to strum it. You can't pick it like you do with a guitar.
Yeah.
You strum it.
And your fingers get really hurt.
Can you use a pick on a ukulele?
I don't know.
I guess you'd have to get calluses on your fingers.
Well, you do when you work on the frets anyway.
On the guitar, you do. You're going to get calluses.
So you get calluses on one hand and calluses on the other, and then you can't play it at all because you're in pain until the calluses heal.
What's the sense of trying?
I think you should try.
That's what I said.
Go on. Give me something else.
Grilling meat on a skewer.
Yeah.
I bet you've done that before on those wooden skewers.
Yes, shish kebab.
And then you pick them up to turn them over on the grill. What happens to the meat?
It falls off.
It slides around the stick.
Oh.
It spins. Mm-hmm. Put 2 skewers in there instead of 1.
Oh, I've seen that.
It won't spin around when you flip it over. How simple is that?
Oh, so simple.
Everything is simple when you know how to do it.
Blows my mind that things sometimes are so simple.
Attend a ghost tour or haunted house. Experiencing chills and thrills on a ghost tour or at a haunted house can lead to discoveries of local legends, learning about historical events, and an adrenaline boost.
Love it. I love that. A ghost tour.
There's a gentleman, I can't remember what his name now, in Pittsfield who does that, takes tours.
Sure.
Of what buildings?
Of a bunch of different places in town. It's a tour that he... it starts with a D, his last name.
Oh, I would love to know who that is. I didn't know we had ghost tours here.
Yeah.
I don't believe in ghosts, but I'd love to go on a
ghost
tour.
I've seen ghosts.
You have?
I have.
What did they have on?
I could take you on a couple. Anyway.
Ghost tours?
No, never mind. I'm not telling the story.
I don't know about that. I can't handle that.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be really fun. So, Christmas trees. I know it's not the Christmas season, but I just stumbled on this. And this is called DYINCrafts.com. Can't put a Christmas tree. Your apartment.
DYIN. Do your
DIY.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
What's the N?
And then the N. Crafts.com. I have no idea.
Do it yourself. Now?
Now, maybe?
Oh, maybe it's now.
Maybe? So your apartment's really small, or you have a child and you don't want to put up a Christmas tree yet because they're little. And this picture is a wall in a house or apartment. And they took garland, the kind with the wire in it.
Yep.
And went back and forth, and made a Christmas tree and put lights on it. And a ribbon on the top and some ornaments on the
I think
wall.
It's so sweet.
Look at that, Mandy and Matt.
That would be, yes.
Is that?
That's clever. Yeah. That's very clever.
I have never, ever seen this. I think this is so clever. Have you seen it before?
So you put the ornaments on the wall?
On the garland. You hang the ornaments on each piece of the garland. See that? And the lights are on the garland itself. And you just attach
Wait a minute, where's the tree?
On the wall.
The wall is the tree.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, everyone. We do have a picture here.
Okay.
It's DIYNCrafts.com, and it's absolutely adorable. It looks really cute. Great idea.
I like it.
That's a good idea.
And you don't have to use a Christmas tree. You could do something else, too.
You could do anything. You could do a menorah.
I saw this painter who took a branch from a tree and slapped the branch onto the paper with paint on it, of course, and it had perfect tree.
What's a menorah?
A menorah.
Oh, what? Oh,
Hanukkah.
Wait a minute. That's right. Okay, where did you see it? Okay.
This was another.
I saw this.
The branch.
He took the branch and he whacked it. He was outside.
Right,
and
he
whacked the branch on the tree. And then he just took those and he went inside. And my daughter said, you could do that. And I said, the entire
house,
the entire outside would be splattered from here to... I said, no.
it was
but
beautiful.
It was very beautiful. It came out perfect. That perfect tree. That's all they did.
I'm glad you saw that.
Such clever people.
You have one more, and then we got to clean up.
We have to clean up?
Clean up.
We used a small tent to make a sand pit for our little one. So this is showing...
Wait a minute, you used a tent to make a sand pit?
For children.
For children.
So you know those nylon tents?
Sure.
That are small?
Uh-huh.
And they have a bottom. They're all nylon.
They're like triangle.
Yes. So they're tents, and they have a floor. They're all one piece.
And made a sand.
You put up the little tent, and you pour all the sand inside.
And then they can stay out in the sun.
The sand stays in there because there's a lip where you enter. You unzip the doors and pin them back. The child is out of the sun. You can close it up, and it doesn't get wet.
So it's like a sandbox?
It's a sandbox.
Yes. Oh, it's a sandbox.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, why did
you can do that with a blanket on
that
the
is,
beach.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That is so smart. The only thing you want to be sure of is you don't let your pets, especially your cats, go inside.
Because the cats would use
Amen and hallelujah.
That's right.
Now we have, is this true or is this false?
Monaco is the smallest country in the world. In Harry Potter, Draco Malfoy has no siblings, and cows can walk downstairs but not up them. Answer.
Well, we have to say that we know Monaco is a country.
Mm-hmm.
We also know the Vatican in Rome is a country.
Mm-hmm.
So is the answer true or false?
False. Monaco is not the smallest country in the world.
Is it the Vatican?
It is the Vatican.
It is the Vatican. All right. It's the strangest thing, isn't it?
And Draco Malfoy has no siblings?
What do you think?
I'll just say true because I don't know Harry Potter or any of the characters, really. So.
And I was going to say true, too, because he evidently is evil.
He is, but he also had a younger brother.
And he killed him?
No.
Okay. Just, you know, Cain and Abel.
Cows can walk down the stairs, but not up them.
I'm going to say true.
I don't know what I'm going to say because I know that bears can climb up but not down.
How do they get out of a tree? Slide?
Well, they climb up the tree.
They slide down.
Oh, wait a minute. Can they? No, they can run. Wait a minute. They can't run downhill. That's it. A bear cannot run downhill. I don't know.
This is a trick question. I bet they can't do either one.
Cows can walk downstairs but not up them is false. They can walk up them.
They can walk upstairs.
But they can't walk down.
So that's false. I've just never seen them walk upstairs.
Well, we're going to have to Google it. Hey, yeah. This has been Lynn.
And Bev.
And
Mary.
We are Stuff. WTBR 89.7. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday morning, 8:30.
That was fun. That was fun. I need...
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.